This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. I'm your HeartWise host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is a good friend of this show and has shared her insights with us on a regular basis over the years. The reason is simple. She knows stuff, and that stuff can help make us healthy. Juliana Hever is an author, television show host, in-demand speaker, and all-around nice person, a great combination in my book. I've asked her to come on the program today to talk about a variety of topics, all of which can help us along our own journey to health. Juliana, welcome back to HeartWise.
Thank you so much for having me, Charles.
Now, I've asked you this before, but there may be a listener or two who've never heard your answer. Why, Juliana Hever, why are you so passionate about the subject of health?
Well, a lot of reasons. I've always been fascinated by it just intrinsically, but I got really fascinated by plant-based nutrition and the extremely amazing outcomes it could have with people's health and just what happened with my clients over the years. I've been in the health and fitness industry now for over 20 years, and I started as a personal trainer as I was in graduate school for nutrition. And once I implemented plant-based nutrition with my clients, I saw absolutely dramatic results. It was completely opposite of what I found just doing the standard treatment. So nutrition really is my medicine, and it's been very exciting to watch so many people transition and change their entire lives.
It sounds more like instead of you discovered nutrition, nutrition discovered you along the way here.
Pretty much, yes, I would say that.
Now, right before the program began, you and I were talking, and you mentioned something about you have a new connection now with an organization that I thought was just simply a place that helped protect animals and save animals that are in danger. Tell us about your work with Mercy for Animals.
Yes, I've been a big fan of Mercy for Animals for many years. I've watched them, you know, break incredible undercover investigations and really help bring light to what happens in factory farms and slaughterhouses and how animal products end up on people's plates. Mm-hmm. And I just, as a fan, I just kind of watched them. And then because they've been so successful and effective, they are the number one animal rights advocacy group out there. And they have been expanding because of their success and because of their support that's coming from numerous different perspectives. And because of that, they were growing and growing. And recently, they listed about 10 new positions in their company, and they're expanding their corporate outreach department. So my new position is called Food Trends Specialist, and I'm opening up this whole Food Trends division where I'm trying to get vegan options on menus everywhere. And I'm starting with quick service and fast food restaurants because we just need more. And those restaurants are everywhere, including, you know, food deserts across America. And we just want to have a healthier option, a more compassionate and sustainable option in as many places as possible and accessible to as many people as possible. So I'm really excited about this opportunity. And, you know, the other thing I'm going to try to do is to try to get more like vegetarian products that are already vegetarian to take out the dairy and eggs, because obviously it's much more healthful and sustainable and compassionate to have them completely veganized. So that's another one of my goals. But it's just, I'm really excited to be a part of this amazing organization and be a part of this, the thriving energy that is there. There's just so many brilliant people that work there, and it's just, it's very exciting. I love being a part of them.
Now, Juliana, I picture you with a little briefcase in your hand walking up to the front door of McDonald's. How on earth do you, in Big Mac land, make an impact for and in support of animals and animal rights?
Right. Well, yes, the briefcase. I mean, we're starting by, yeah, we're going to reach out directly to the heads of these restaurant chains. Yeah. And it's happening anyway. It's been happening. You
really?
Know, right now, Kathy Freston has a petition out for McDonald's to get a vegan patty. Wendy's is actually testing a black bean burger, and apparently it's really delicious, and it's doing well. So I think it's going to be expanding the rest of the country, hopefully, because that would be wonderful, because Wendy's is everywhere.
Yes.
And then there's just so many other restaurants that don't have any options. So I'm going to be reaching out to the companies that don't have any options as well, and just try to just offer these different products and offer these different menu suggestions, because there really are so many options available now. And really, with the expanding consumer demand for plant-based products, the marketplace has been showing, you know, a wonderful meeting up to those demands. Like, there are so many wonderful companies that are coming out on the market producing these delicious products that are much healthier than animal versions. And there are just so many different varieties that will meet any type of restaurant. So it's like the perfect time for people to eat plant-based. And we just want to expand the options and connect these products with different companies. And we just want to make these options available everywhere.
Well, this is exciting because when you show up at that front door then with your briefcase in hand, you know you have millions of people behind you wanting you to do what you're wanting to do, and also that the corporations are knowing that what you tell them is also reflective of what so many of their customers are wanting. Am I on the right track here?
Absolutely. And what's really exciting, so I'm targeting millennials, and the millennials are, of course, the new generation in between the Gen Xers and then the new Gen Z, they're calling them, the new generation. And the millennials are now, this year, to 2015, taking over the baby boomers as the biggest population in the United States. So they are the ones with the spending power. They are the ones that have the most social media influence. They are really kind of determining the marketplace. And restaurants are specifically targeting this audience, a millennial crowd. So what's really cool is that 1 in 10, or I've also heard 12% of millennials are vegetarian and really staunch vegetarians. They're the most socially conscious of all these generations, and they're the ones with the spending power. So the restaurants, it's like this is a win-win for their bottom line as well. So not only are they providing healthier options, more sustainable options, because, of course, sustainability has become a big issue even within the dietary guidelines and even at a political level right now. So now this is like a win-win-win for the restaurants themselves. They want to increase their bottom line. They've got to support what the millennials are asking for, and the millennials are asking for plant-based options. It's not just vegetarians and vegans, it's the flexitarians too. There's about, I think it's one-third now of the population in the United States are considered like flexitarians, like they are consuming meatless options on a regular basis. So this is a really good financial decision for restaurants too. So it's a win-win across the board.
Well, I can certainly see why the people at Mercy for Animals, when they talked to you, said, well, we got to get this person on board. Food trends specialist for Mercy for Animals, Juliana Heather, is our guest today. She's also, like I say, she's an author and a speaker and a television show host. And what she has to say about nutrition should be important to us all. And so let's talk about that a little bit, Juliana, today on the program. You have listed on Facebook and other places ways to bring more healthy foods into our diets. And you mentioned 8 of them. And I'd like to go over them very quickly for our audience today. The first one, you says, you need to bring food that's healthy for you into your life the first thing in the day. How do we do that? How do we make breakfast healthy for us?
The vast majority of the population do not consume enough fruits and vegetables, just period, especially vegetables. It's just something that people kind of tend to miss. And then when they calculate that, they include like French fries and ketchup from the French fries when they're tallying how many fruits and vegetables we consume. We all need to consume more fruits and vegetables. So the great way to do that is to start it off the first thing in the morning. So you could do that with a fruit smoothie, a green smoothie, where you're incorporating your greens, because I always say, let thy greens be thy medicine, because they are the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. So incorporate that into a smoothie. Or make a fruit salad and sprinkle some nuts on top. You can have oatmeal and you could put some fruit on top of that. And with vegetables, like, for instance, I don't like sweet anymore. I can't tolerate sweetness anymore. I really prefer savory. Mm-hmm. So for people like that, you know, I love to have a salad in the morning or cooked greens and cooked vegetables with like a tahini dressing on top. So there's so many ways to incorporate fruits and vegetables first thing in the morning. And then you know you started the day off right, and you're going to feel good and you're going to have sustainable energy to get you through till lunch.
Boy, I tell you what, we have just learned something from you that I hadn't heard before. You're moving from sweet to savory. What a wonderful message that is, that we need to retrain our tongues to recognize nutrition as opposed to just simply overarching and over-blanketing sweetness. Good job, Juliana.
You know what's very interesting is that happened completely naturally. I didn't intend to get rid of my sweet cravings. I used to love sweet stuff, and I used to love cookies and all that stuff. And I even used to love fruit, and even fruit now is sometimes too sweet for me. But it happened because I started eating more wholesome, and it naturally progressed where I just preferred the kale over the cookies.
Wow, that is amazing. You also say that we can eat our meals on a bed of, and you have salad and cooked vegetables. You also say begin the meals with soup and salad. In other words, make the foundation, I hear you saying this, and correct me if I'm wrong, make the foundation of what you're eating a vegetable or a fruit. Am I right?
Absolutely. And if you look at all of the plates, I put together this kind of meme where if you look at the USDA's food plate and you look at the Cancer Society's plate and you look at, you know, if you look at all the different plates, nobody argues that half our plate at least needs to come from fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So if we just think about it, I mean, instead of making it like the little side dish or a little piece of lettuce on top of something, if we just kind of preferentiate and make it beautiful and like put that rainbow on your plate as a starter, then it's easy. So like I eat every single meal on top of a bed of something. So it's either, like you said, either it's cooked. Like right now I'm preparing for lunch. I'm going to have some cooked greens and cooked mushrooms on the bottom, and then I'm going to put my leftovers on top of that. So just kind of like a nice little bed for that. Or you could stuff it into sandwiches. You could stuff it into, you know, a pita pocket. You could stuff vegetables into anything and make it taste delicious. It's more colorful, and then you're getting all of that nutritional benefit.
And you also mentioned here that we need to be selective. We're not going to like every fruit and vegetable. Everyone's different. Everyone's going to have different taste buds. But I think that there's enough variety in this world that we can probably find something that we like.
That's the thing. If someone doesn't like kale, then don't eat kale. Yeah. But if you love cauliflower, have cauliflower.
Yes.
You absolutely have to pick the stuff that you like. Otherwise, it's torture and there's no point in torturing yourself. And you will notice that your taste buds may change. Or if you have maybe raw Brussels sprouts, it might not taste good to you, but you might like roasted Brussels sprouts. So eat the roasted Brussels sprouts. Whatever you like is the way you should go, because it should be an enjoyable, wonderful experience. Food is amazing, and food is a very important part of our life. So my favorites have changed over the years, too. I am obsessed with kale, as you could probably tell. I'm also obsessed with romaine lettuce, and those are probably my two favorite. I also love Brussels sprouts and broccoli, but I really do focus on greens, and I just tend to love them.
Yeah.
And then in terms of fruit, because I don't like sweet, I'm more of like a berry type of girl, so I'll go for like the blueberries or any kind of like the dark blueberries. Those are kind of my favorites for fruits.
Pineapple. Very good. Well, I can tell you one thing, Juliana Hever. You burn most of your calories simply talking about health. That's how your calories are used. We should all be that passionate about what we're eating. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more questions to Juliana Hever. She is a dietitian and also the food trend specialist for Mercy for Animals, among many other things, all of them having to do with making the world a healthier place. So we'll be right back. So stay right where you are.
As a medical professional, I've seen thousands of patients who have needed something more than modern medicine could offer. Over the past 20 years in cardiology, I've discovered another method of treatment. Hi, I'm Dr. James Markham, and I'd like to introduce you to Biblical Prescriptions for Life. This is a Bible-based program designed to help you and your loved ones improve your health one step at a time. This evidence-based information focuses on relationships that empower change. Simple steps based on scriptures are presented which will change your entire chemistry. This program focuses on changing the chemistry of the entire body rather than isolated chemical pathways. The program has the potential to eliminate the need for prescription medications and prevent chronic disease. Visit heartwiseministries.org to discover more about Biblical Prescriptions for Life. That's heartwiseministries.org.
Did you know that last year in the United States, over 4 billion prescriptions were written? Prescription medications seem to be the most popular treatments these days. But what can we do if we want to limit our exposure to prescription medications? At HeartWise, we recognize the importance of nutrition in treating and prevention of disease. Dr. Hippocrates stated, "Let food be thy medicine." Many evidence-based studies support a whole food, plant-based diet. But how is this achieved in the fast-paced world we live in today? We want to encourage those interested in this type of treatment to watch the documentary film Plant Pure Nation and visit the website plantpurenation.com. This is a great first step towards helping yourself move towards better health and helping make the world a better place. Visit plantpurenation.com to start your journey today. That's plantpurenation.com.
Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Charles Mills. Our guest today is Juliana Hever. She is an author, television show host, in-demand speaker, and also food trend specialist for Mercy for Animals, and a passionate person about health. And we are glad that she is. She has a website, plantbaseddietitian.com, plantbaseddietitian.com. You can see the books that she has written there and information that she's sharing. She's also on Facebook. Check it out. You will be glad you did, because this is a passionate person about your health and my health, and I'm glad. Okay, we're coming to the end of our list here of ways to bring veggies and fruits into our diets, and you say visit a farmer's market. Why would you want us to visit a farmer's market? What does that do for us?
Well, it's so exciting to go to a farmer's market. It's so stimulating because it's just so beautiful, and it's so neat to connect to nature. I mean, okay, depending on where you live, I know we all live in different areas. I'm like in Los Angeles in the heart of the city,
yes. So
I don't get to see beautiful nature that often and in this way. So I love that the farmers bring the nature to me. So I get to go to the farmer's market, and I have this abundant, colorful, beautiful bounty of fresh produce that was just plucked from the fields like yesterday or that day.
Right.
And it's just a wonderful way to get the freshest, most local, which is obviously the most nutrient dense. When they're instantly picked, that's when they have the most nutrients. And then, of course, it starts to kind of degrade over time, which by the time it gets to the market and by the time you take it home from the market and by the time you prepare it, it's lost some of its nutrition. So I love to get it straight from the farmers. I like to support the farmers because they're working really hard over there, and it's like a closer connection to them and to support them by going directly to the farmer's market. Plus, I like, you know, if you go to the market, organic produce is more expensive than the conventionally grown. So there's kind of like this middleman at the farmers markets, because a lot of them are in the process of becoming organic certified, but because it's costly and it takes time to get into that organic certification, they might be just not completely there yet, but they're not spraying the produce. So you can save money by buying not sprayed but not quite yet organic produce and still enjoy the benefits of having less pesticides.
And I've discovered, Julian, I go to a farmer's market here all summer long in our little town of Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, and it's mingling with people of like minds that I find just most valuable about it. People are looking at this stuff, they're enjoying it, they're laughing, they're having a good time. It puts you in an environment of health, and that I think is a fantastic thing. And you mentioned that also in your listing there, that you are in an environment of health, and that's good. That must make you feel pretty good when you do that.
It does. And it's also like, I have little kids, so I love to take them and they see it and they want to sample the fruit and vegetables. It encourages them to eat more fruits and vegetables, because a lot of parents struggle with trying to get their kids to eat more fruits and vegetables. And it's also like, it inspires me. Like, it inspires them and inspires me for like dishes. Like, what do I want to make this week? Oh, well, this is fresh and in season. I'm going to make this. Like, something I hadn't thought of, because now I'm seeing what is live and ready to go and just right in your face. So it's a really inspiring and healthy atmosphere at the farmer's market. I highly recommend people check it out.
Okay, another item that I saw on your Facebook page here, Juliana, recently was 10 reasons to love pulses. Now, for those who may not know what a pulse is, they think it's something you feel on your wrist that your heart is beating. What are pulses and why should we love them?
That's a good question. I think pulses are more of a, what's the word? Like, more of a European type of word for it. It's definitely a more classic word for it, but it's really just legumes.
Okay.
And legumes, of course, are all beans, all types of beans, and peas and lentils. And soy foods, I consider soy foods under there because they all, of course, come from a legume. So pulses are just one of the most health-promoting food groups out there, and they've got a lot of benefits.
There's also a story in the Old Testament talks about some people there in Babylon that did not want to eat the king's rich food, and they said, just give us pulse and water for 10 days, and they ate that, and they were 10 times smarter than everybody else in the kingdom. That's a story right there from the Old Testament. So now I know why. I know what they are. I know what they ate, and the reason they were smarter was why. Why do beans make your body operate better, Juliana?
Well, beans are incredible because they are really rich in fiber, and 90% of the U.S. population does not get enough fiber. And fiber is one of the most health-promoting nutrients we have because it helps sweep things through your gastrointestinal tract. So it gets toxins out of you. It literally absorbs toxins and takes them out, which is why it also helps lower your blood sugar levels. Like, it helps regulate your blood sugar. It also helps bring down your cholesterol levels. So if you have excess cholesterol floating in your bloodstream, then fiber is going to pull out some of that cholesterol and take it out of your body. It's also wonderful because fiber fills you up. It's what stimulates satiety. So you can eat less calories overall, but feel good. So you're not starving and, you know, like on a diet or something like that. So fiber is really important for satiety, feeling good, and for weight management. Some other benefits of legumes is that they are rich in some minerals that aren't so easy to find. Like they've got calcium and iron and zinc. And also they have lysine, which is an amino acid that may otherwise fall slightly short in a plant-based diet because it's just not as prevalent as other amino acids. And so that's why it's a wonderful way to get the healthy, all of your essential amino acids from legumes.
Now, you have mentioned several times in interviews and also in your books how important color is, the color of the food, the color of the vegetables. Why is color so important? What is in color that's not anywhere else?
Well, natural color is not found in candy, so I'll have to say that. They represent basically phytochemicals. They are just those colors themselves represent different nutrients that are found exclusively in plants. And again, those have different, a wide range of benefits associated with them. In fact, all of them have kind of different ones. Like, for instance, the reds and oranges and yellows can represent some carotenoids, and carotenoids are really important antioxidants, and they have other different powers where they help with vision and reduce your risk for prostate cancer. All the different colors represent different nutrients that have very potent effects on the human body and help with disease prevention.
So when we go to the store and we bring home our vegetables and our fruits and we have a lot of color there, we're actually doing something good for our body. Is that what I hear you saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love to say eat the rainbow every day at least once.
Now, you and I have been talking to each other for a lot of years. I've been interviewing you for way back in the early 2000s and had you on the program. In the next couple minutes here, what have you seen change in the world? I mean, we talked before forks over knives. We talked as the China study came out. What have you discovered in your interaction with people that is changing in this world, and what brings you encouragement as you do the work you do, Juliana?
Oh, that's so exciting to think about in that perspective. But yeah, there's so much change. It's become so popular, like what I'm saying about the millennials, and literally plant-based is trending. And whether people are full-on vegan and vegetarian or whether they're just experimenting with it, people are recognizing not only the health values, which are infinite, and I mean the research on the health benefits are just building and building, and it's exciting to watch that part. That's one of the most exciting parts for me. But people are also realizing what the effect is having from our food supply on the environment. Like, I live in California. I'm watching this drought firsthand. It is terrifying, especially when we recognize the fact that it is livestock production that is the number one cause of all of these environmental changes, too. So people are recognizing that. That conversation has begun and is being integrated into our daily lives, including with, like, the dietary guidelines. That was very exciting. And, you know, people are just recognizing the infinite advantages of eating plant-based foods. And over the years, it has exploded in the media. I mean, these documentaries that are coming up and becoming very popularized, the food products that are coming on the marketplace. You know, I go to the food show, and you can see that there's an interest in the word vegan has become more commonplace. People aren't so afraid of the word, the V word anymore. And it's just, yeah, it's just, it's exploding. It's getting very, very popular, and times are changing.
10 years ago, I said to you, Juliana, I said, you are a pioneer, and I have been proven right, but you are still here, you're still doing this thing, you're expanding your outreach, and the world is following along joyfully behind what you're telling them. And I want to say, as far as the world's concerned, thank you, Juliana Hever, for what you've done for the last decade, and look forward to good things to happen from you in the years to come. Thank you, Juliana.
Oh, Charles, thank you so much.
And listener, the website for Juliana Hever and her material and her resources is all at plantbaseddietitian.com. Plantbaseddietitian.com. Stop by, you'll be glad you did. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Juliana Hever inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. Heartwise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.